This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dan Lanning in 20 minutes. No one can ever do what he did to Ohio State again. The loophole has been closed.
Yes.
The Lanning loophole. So
multiple coaches have used it. Somehow now it's a big deal. So,
well, yeah, you're right. It's like, why haven't they closed that before? Like, we saw it in the NFL. NFL closed it. Why wouldn't the NCAA just proactively close it?
They just needed a high profile time that it happened. Had this happened at the end of the first half of this game, no one cares, but it happened at the end of the game and, you know, and it kind of became a thing. It's like when when Terrell Owens broke his leg on the horse collar, that horse collar tackle had been problematic for years, but T.O. broke his leg. And so, and since it happened to T.O., it was like, oh my God, we can't have that happen. Dak broke his leg on the hip drop. So what are we doing? Well, now we got to change something. Buster Posey, right? Buster Posey.
They changed the home plate collision rule for
home plate,
yeah.
Simply because the biggest star at his position got run over.
Got
not
out,
Ray Fossey.
No, no.
Had to wait for Buster Posey.
And also not
ass.
Jerry Rice. He got horse collared before the Owens rule.
Yeah, but it takes, you know, it
takes
kinda,
a couple.
It takes a couple, and then there's a big marquee one happen. Again, had that exact game happened between Toledo and South Alabama.
No one cares, and every coach in the country puts it in their back pocket to use themselves someday.
But, you know, it's something gets brought to light, and then, you know, people start writing about it. No one realized it at the time, but now it blew up into a big thing, and, you know, it's
so
you
the
know, whatever.
You could argue, well, I mean, it was a big deal in the game. I mean, you could argue, if you think about it, Ohio State probably wins if he doesn't do that.
I mean, I don't know. It was an incomplete pass, so.
You have 10 seconds instead of 6. So certainly his scramble, if you just say his scramble is
sure.
The next play,
but
they get a timeout and a kickoff.
But there still would have been a play, so we don't know what.
Exactly.
We don't know what would have happened.
Of course,
in that
it's
play.
All hypothetical, yeah. But that really helped them win that game.
Absolutely.
That 4 seconds was enormous.
I think it saved the Ducks a defensive snap.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
essentially what happened.
That's the safest way to say it.
I still can't believe that they lost that game with a timeout in their hip pocket. I will, if I'm an Ohio State fan, I will never forgive Ryan Day and company for that.
This is what you like to defend Ryan Day, and I get it. He's a really good coach, but this is why they give
tough.
Him crap there, man. That's the kind of stuff that adds up.
These are the
because
sorts of,
they see it over and over in the biggest games.
Yep. These are the sorts of things that are indefensible, and I do. I tend to defend good coaches. I defend good players. I think far too often we take the result of something and then we extrapolate it out, you know. One play goes the wrong way. If you thought Ryan Day was a bum coach, that game shouldn't define it. And if you thought he was a great coach, that shouldn't define it. But yes, when you have these glaring situations that pop up, USC, you know, USC's had a couple of these. When you lose one possession games, the freaking Chargers did this for years. Like, when you can't close out games, then and unfortunately for Ryan Day, even though I think he's a hell of a coach, I think 1-7 now.
Exactly.
Against top five teams.
And see, that's what I'm
it's
saying.
Not good
it wasn't
enough.
Just one game.
No.
That's the problem. No. So Lanning has the losses to Washington, and he has the loss in the second half of that Civil War, right?
Yeah.
Those to date before the Ohio State game were his big...
Yeah, defining moments.
Well, they were his big black eyes, right? Yeah. Well, there's what, four of those?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now tack on three more.
Yeah.
That's where Ryan Day's at, and that's why fans are like, dude, what the hell?
Valid points. Valid points.
So here's what they're going to do. The NCAA, basically, they just issue a rules interpretation, a new rule interpretation.
Yes.
So thanks to Dan Lanning and staff, 12 men on the field in the final 2 minutes of either half, the offense can now choose to add the time back on the clock in addition to the 5-yard penalty.
Yes.
It is only if the 12 men on the field are actively participating. It is not if someone is trying to get off the field.
Yep. And by the way, that's what the NFL does. It's just they close the loophole and good because
that's
team,
the fairest way to adjudicate.
It's the fairest way to do it because a team that's committed a penalty should not be rewarded for it.
Could you?
Could
you fake the trying to get off the field?
Psych.
No, because if the moment you the moment, unless you just were like following a guy in coverage and then you just kept. You just kept running off the field. Like the ball hit you in the head. It's like, I was trying to get off the field.
Well, it's kind of like the hockey line change. If you have guys shuttling in and off and on the ice, it's fine as long as they don't actively participate in the play.
That gets a little dicey sometimes in hockey. Like in hockey, if you don't know, like guys are coming over the boards while the puck is still in play. And it happens quite a bit where a guy gets on the ice a little too soon and it's a lot of judgment calls. So I just look. I'm glad they addressed this because it's a little silly and it's good. The loophole was there. You use the loophole. Now it's been closed and we don't have to deal with this anymore. I just think sometimes we take small things and we just extrapolate them out. And I don't know, sometimes it gets a bit much for me because that game was so good. And I don't like when a game, and that's, I felt the same way about the PI call. I just don't like when great games are boiled down to flags of any sort, let alone loopholes or was it flags. Or wasn't. I don't like it. I like games.
Says right there on the drop, you love flags. What are you talking about?
I think that's tough, though, because I don't like it either. I don't think anyone likes it. But if players are doing things that deserve flags, don't we have to? It's a tough spot to be in.
That's why I said I personally wouldn't have thrown the flag on the PI, but I understand why it was. Did you watch any of the Jets Monday night game, or were you allergic to it?
No, I was watching.
Most accepted penalties of the season, I think.
Yeah. 22 penalties were accepted, and like 40 were called. I mean, it was brutal.
It was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch, but, you know, and I was looking at some of those, and you're right. Some of them are just so blatant, but this was Chip Kelly. Hand to God, this was Chip Kelly's philosophy. He said he would say, I don't care how many hold early, because if they throw three or four holding penalties on us, they will not call it in the third or fourth quarter. We are going to make them continue to throw flags on us. That was his philosophy.
Yeah. He would end halves that way a lot if people were like going for it. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. Just if you know the rules, leverage it to your team the best as you can.
So from that standpoint, even though it sucks when holding calls are happening and PIs and it's over and over and over again, if they're blatant, as crappy as it is, you can't just tell the officials throughout the course of a game, hey, there's been too many penalties, just let them do whatever the hell they want. It's a tough spot to be in, which is why I try not to be critical of those things. And just because I may not like a call, I understand why you threw the flag. Totally get it.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the Dan Lanning pregame show on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.